This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Today, the 6th of June 2024, as a nation, we commemorate the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy, the most decisive turning point in the Second World War. Blind Veterans UK, who help vision-impaired ex-servicemen and women to rebuild their lives after sight loss, is honouring their D-Day heroes through the D-Day 80 in their own words section of their website, not only telling their D-Day stories, but also through an amazing online photography exhibition featuring portraits of 16 veterans who served in Normandy who have received support from blind veterans. Mark Wheeler from Blind Veterans UK joins me now here on RNIB Connect Radio to tell me more about D-Day 80 in their own words. Hello, Mark, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
Mark, we probably all know something about the D-Day landings, and we may have family members who served in the armed forces at that time. But how decisive were the D-Day landings in starting the end of World War II?
Hugely decisive. I mean, it's still, to this day, it is the largest seaborne invasion in history. So it was known that it was going to be as decisive, which is why all the planning went into it. And on the day, there were 7,000 ships and landing craft, almost 200,000 naval personnel, 14,000 air sorties, and over 150,000 troops actually landed on the first day. So that was how big it was.
And it did really turn the sort of end of the Second World War, didn't it? I mean, I think we all probably know about it, but it was so significant.
Hugely significant. I think that was the point when most people back at home and, you know, on the Allies thought, well, this is the real beginning of the end, because it meant that liberating France meant that the rest of Europe that had been taken over by Nazi Germany and the Axis powers was then able to be liberated following that. And it was just under a year later that we had VE Day.
Yeah. And there are, you know, sort of all those incredible stories of the people who took part in the D-Day landings. And in the D-Day 80, in their own words section of your website, there is this wonderful online photography exhibition with amazing portraits of 16 blind veterans who served in Normandy, along with the stories of many, many others who were involved in the D-Day landings, whether that was on land, by air or by sea. Mark, would you mind just sort of summarising a couple of these stories and also describe a couple of these great portraits too?
Yes, well, I mean, it kind of all started overall with, it was last year that we decided, we knew this anniversary was coming up and we wanted to contact all the surviving D-Day veterans that we had and capture their stories in whatever way we possibly could. And then what emerged out of that was this amazing photographer, Richard Cannon, had approached us and we worked with him and have produced these. We're really, really proud of them. I know that the veterans and their families, unfortunately, since the 16 portraits were taken and stories were shared, a number of those D-Day veterans have passed away. But it's something that we're really proud of, to be able to capture these stories and share them. The images are portraits taken of our D-Day veterans today, when they are overlain over the top of a significant image that we have got from often the Imperial War Museum, often from the veterans themselves. So they are overlaid on top of that to represent what they did. The big thing that we were trying to get across with this campaign is that for something like D-Day to happen, it involves everybody playing their part. And all of these people that we're talking about played their part in an important way in ensuring that D-Day could be a success and therefore the liberation of Europe, the ultimate end of the Second World War, could be a success.
And, you know, those photographs, those portraits are amazing. And just sort of, I suppose, when I was reading the descriptions online, just the sort of, you know, the way those veterans were looking and everything else, it just sort of shows, in a way, the commitment they made and their stories as well. And it just, it's so poignant, isn't it?
Yes, hugely poignant. And I think, obviously, you asked me to share a couple of the stories. And I mean, one that comes to mind for me is Peggy, who features. She's our only lady blind veteran who's featured. And she's pictured in front of a communications team working. She was a Wren working in the Navy, the Women's Royal Naval Service. And on D-Day itself, she recalls she knew something was going on. And we've been so lucky with Peggy because she's been able to give us her diary from the time where she records this herself as to what she was feeling. And a large part of it was she was hoping to get relieved from her duties because she'd been on a very long shift.
Wow, it is amazing. It is amazing. Mark, it is so important today to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. And what would you like visitors to the D-Day 80 in their own words section of your website to come away with after reading some or maybe all of the stories and having a look at all those wonderful portraits too?
I think there's probably a couple of things that we'd like people to come away with. One is that recognizing that it is important to share these stories because realistically, these veterans that we're talking about now, our age, the ones we're talking about are between 98 and 104. So they're probably unlikely to be around for the 85th anniversary in 5 years' time. So now is the time to share these stories. Please, you know, go on the website, take the ones that you think are interesting, share them, tell people about them, because that's a really important aspect of this campaign, sharing the stories. The other important thing from the fact that we're a sight loss charity is that none of these 16 people lost their sight because of their service. They lost their sight much later in life, through age-related conditions, macular degeneration, glaucoma, things like that. And so we really want to be getting across to people that you may know someone who served a long time ago who could be entitled to our support, because there are still people out there who don't know that they could be getting support from Blind Veterans UK. So that's another big message we want to take. We want to find more people. You don't have to be a Second World War veteran. Right now, we really believe that there's a lot of National Service veterans who are probably getting to an age when they're starting to struggle with their sight. So we want those people to get in touch with us.
Well, to find out more about Blind Veterans UK and to visit the D-Day 80 in their own words section of their website, do visit blindveterans.org.uk. There's also a podcast as well where you can hear some of the people talking about their involvement in D-Day too. Mark, thank you so much indeed for joining me here on R&IB Connect Radio on the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings.
Thank you, Toby.